you get enough to eat? Don't try it. A little house cat like you, You probably had no trouble wriggling through that hole in my fence. Let me ask you, is this a nice neighborhood? Do you see how tall all the homes are? How luxurious each garden is? You're in the tiger part of the city. And if a tiger like me has a hole in her fence, well, it's because I made a hole in my fence. I've seen you sniffing around my garbage, begging for change by the metro. And I knew if I left some tasty snacks out for you and opened a hole in my fence, well, you wouldn't be able to resist. Got you. Scared stiff. I'm glad you didn't run. Look at my claws, little one. Look. Each one is longer than your fingers. If you ran, then there can be no doubt to the outcome. Show me your neck, kitten. No collar. Where did you come from? Who's letting their house cat scrape and beg like a stray? Say that again. That's not possible. There's programs for lost pets. But I suppose anything I have to say about it doesn't change what you've been through. You poor thing. And you've been through enough. No wonder you were so hungry. Look at me, little one. Do you want to come inside my house? Here, here. Shh, 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 shh. It's all right, little pet. I'm going to make everything all right. No, silly head. I don't want you to follow behind me. Have you never been in a tiger's house before? Everything is so big, you won't even be able to see over the tables. I think you'll get a much better sense of the space if I carry you. Put your arms around my neck. You don't mind if I grab your ass, do you? Such a sweet little kitten. You look as though I'm about to eat you up. No, you'll be nice and safe with me. I've never had a house cat before. I've always been content to play with those belonging to my friends. There's nothing like having a cute little mouth buried between my legs. But then again, I don't think there's ever been a pet who's needed me before. Are you good at jumping? I'm worried if I make you a little bed on the couch, you won't be able to get on and off it easily. And I can't have you sleeping on the hard wood, my little darling. How would you like to sleep with me tonight? If you need to get off the bed, you can just wake me up and I'll either put you on the ground or, more likely, I'll just carry you to wherever you want. Are you sure you got enough to eat, pet? Grrr. Then how about we lie down for a nice cat nap and let your little tummy digest? Oh, pet, you didn't think I wore a bra to bed, did you? Speechless. You really are a naive little thing. Let me find a way to put this to you gently. A lot of my friends are into husbandry. That's what you call it when you rear a little tomcat like yourself. And you carefully control what they eat, make sure they're nice and healthy, and then you harvest them for that delicious, delicious boy milk. You know, that treat between your legs, what it makes is really quite tasty. Just thinking about it is already making my mouth water. You'll surely stay the night. And between now and morning, I'll be able to milk you 4, maybe 5 times. And as much as I'd like to take care of you out of the goodness of my heart, I know at least part of me is only thinking about how much I want to suck your cock. Pet. If you don't stop staring at my big heaving breasts, you're just going to get yourself worked up. How are you supposed to sleep with my big, warm body pressed up against you? Surely that bulge of yours will keep you up all night, itching for release. Oh, with my strong arms wrapped around you, you won't even be able to sneak off to take care of it yourself. And you wouldn't want to deprive me of your tasty milk, would you? Good. Why don't you close your eyes, slip off those ragged pants, and let Mummy take care of your problem. Let Tiger Mummy look after you. Oh, such a beautiful cock. You house cats always do such a good job cleaning yourselves. You are a pretty boy. I'll have to buy you some new clothes for tomorrow. Maybe a cute little sailor outfit. And a little collar with my address and phone number. Would you like to wear Mummy's collar, sweetheart? You're so precious, little one. Maybe instead of taking you to the shelter, I could make you be my fuck pet. I'd feed you all sorts of delicious foods to make your cum nice and sweet for me. Those bowls could stay nice and empty. And all you'd have to do is look pretty and cute for me. Then I think you've got that down pat. Look at you, nice and throbbing. Oh, play with yourself a little for Mummy. Not too fast. I just want you to stay painfully hard while I get my tits nice and oiled for you. Look at Mummy's breasts. Do you like big nipples? Oh, they've always been such a pain for me, poking out of all my tops. But you don't mind at all, do you? They're sensitive too. It's so hard to keep my hands off them when I'm turned on. But right now, I think what's really turning my crank is watching you drool over me. Oh, you desperately need my loving, don't you, kitten? Now move your hand. I have a nice, warm place for that cock. Yes, between my breasts. Ooh, nice and smooth. There's something graceful about having your sweetness buried in my cleavage. Getting to hold eye contact with you. There's no place to hide. Oh, I can see what makes you gasp. What brings you closer and closer. Oh, your cum belongs to me now. Tilt your head up, sweetie. What a nice, soft throat you have. Oh, you're no hunter. Even now, dragging my claw from your chin to your Adam's apple. Down your chest, leaving tiny marks. So close to breaking your skin. Oh, you are fragile. And you're a little scared. And you're confused because your cock just keeps getting harder. You are prey. Oh, you want to be wanted. And right now, I want you so bad that if you didn't come willingly, I would just take you. Moan for me, pet. I want to know how good it feels. Don't you like my big, oily tits? Stroking your cock. Gently. Gently. Gently stroking it. Milking you. That's it. That's a good moan you have, kitten. You've never been teased like this before, have you? That's okay. That's okay. You can hold one of Mommy's hands, sweetums. Oh, such small hands you have. At least you can hold onto a few of my fingers and squeeze them when it feels good. There you go. I think you're getting close, aren't you, my treasure? What's that? Oh, those aren't words, darling. Not even close. Don't you want to tell Mummy you want to give her your sweet cream? You can do it. Oh, such a good pet. Almost. Almost. Oh, now that was a nice twitch. Oh, yes, time for my treat. Oh, bust, sweetie. Bust for mummy. Ah, now that, my little sweet, was a wonderful flavour. And you must have been backed up. I wouldn't imagine such a small house cat could make such a big treat. Did you like coming down my throat? Because as long as you're in my house, you can only come inside me. I'm greedy like that. Oh, I'm half tempted to use you as a pillow. Maybe I'd suckle you in our sleep, give you a wet dream. Grrr. Good thing your treat is so high in protein, or I'd get very fat just sucking you dry. Good night, my darling. You can be my little spoon. Time for your other head to be between my breasts. Good pet. Sweet dreams. Mommy needs your cock. Touch me. Good boy. Between my thighs, and here I was thinking I was just having a nice dream. How did you wriggle out of my arms? Oh, should I go back to sleep and see if you can finish me? No. Your cock rubbing up on my leg every time you thrust your sweet little face into my pussy. Arr, I want that. Yeah. Let's make this nice and easy. I'll put a pillow under me. That puts me at a nice height, doesn't it? Go on, get on your knees. You'll have to grab onto my waist, little one, if you want some leverage. Go on. I like feeling you touch me. Now, put it inside. Good boy. I want to feel your hips on my thighs. So nice and eager. Were you trying to reward me for sucking your cock? Not a bad idea. Are you going to try and spoil me? Spoil me with that cock. Oh, good boy. Now this is luxury. I imagine going to bed with a pussy this wet and not getting a good dicking. Oh, I was missing out until you came along. Oh, yes. Oh. Grrr. Pet, do you think Mummy has a fat pussy? Why ever not? It's so big and juicy. Look how it gobbles you up. Do you want a tight pussy? Or a big, strong pussy that effortlessly takes you all the way in and squeezes down? That's what I thought. Now grab my hips a little harder, kitten. I want you to thrust inside me with all your strength. That's it. There you go. Work with your hands too. Oh, don't be shy. I assure you, my clit may be bigger than your thumb, but it is very friendly. Oh, here, put one hand on my lower tummy, and you can pull the folds away from my nub. See? Nice big target for you. Rub my clit with your fingers. Oh, make sure they're nice and lubed. Oh, you poor thing. You've run out of hands, haven't you? Oh, focus on my clit. I can take care of the thrusting. Oh, yes. Oh, your firm little ass is the handle. Or should I say, foothold. Oh, that's core strength for you, baby. Oh, I'll use my heels to keep your hips pressed against me and flex my abs to thrust you in and out of me. Oh, yes. Oh, Mummy's strong everywhere, sweetie. Oh, strong enough to fuck you senseless with any part of my body. Oh, especially when my good boy is busy rubbing my clit. Oh, do you like that? Because I love teasing a cock in my folds. Feeling the shaft slip in and out while I squeeze it. Grind on your pelvis. Oh, that's nice. Keep rubbing my clit. Oh, your mouth was a sweet dream, but it's just not for everyone. for you to pay me back so soon. Oh, since I'm twice your size, I figure my orgasms must be twice as big as yours. So that means fair is fair. I've got to make you stupid with pleasure before I can allow myself a release. And you wouldn't argue with me now, would you? Of course not. That little house cat brain of yours is hardwired. You know everything from my snarl to my strong body to my honeyed words. You know who you belong to. Who your cock belongs inside of. Who all your attention belongs to. Yes, all your attention and fear. You know what name will go on your collar. And who will come to save you if you're ever lost again. Like that. Oh, your soft nurturer. I, your strong protector. Your sexy owner who loves to drain you. Give me your cum. Good boy. Won't you give me your cum? Please, please, pretty please. Can you come in my big, soft pussy? Please let mummy know her toy is taken care of. Good boy. I've got you. Yes. Make a nice big mess for me. Perfect. Just perfect. Good job, sweetie. Good job. Good job. You got this. Here, pet, keep thrusting. But hook your finger inside my pussy, too. Oh, yes. Right there. On mummy's G-spot. Now make a come here motion like you want me to come and give you a big kiss. Just like that. Oh, yes, kitten. Oh, stay hard for me. You can do it. Think about how much I turn you on. Think about how good you want me to feel. That's it, pet. Almost there. Keep rubbing the clit. Close. Almost. Almost. Your stripes, pet. What a good release. Oh. Come here and give me a kiss. Sweetheart, I stand by what I said before. I'm keeping you, or at least I want you to be mine. If you'll have me, I want to spoil you rotten. Could you do something for me, pet? Anything? Well, that's a bold offer. I want you to put your hand in my pussy and gather up all your milk. Oh, good pet. Now feed me. I want to lick you clean. Scared. It's the teeth, isn't it? Part of your brain can't let go the image of them rending flesh and bone. That's what it means to be a predator. And you will always be prey. But I like to play with my food. And I'd much rather keep playing with you and harvesting your cum. And besides, I was so nice and gentle with your cock, wasn't I? If my mouth is safe enough for your manhood, surely it's safe enough for a few fingers. Delicious. Did that make you hard again? Oh, poor thing.